Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive. Joe Rex wrote in for Derek Mason. Braden Gall here. Munson producing. Floyd Reese joining us here, host of Jared and the GM. 2 to 6 p.m. right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And Floyd, you are the GM right now of an NFL football team, and you are on the clock, and you have to take, for their entire career, Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence. Who are you taking?
Wow, for their whole career, huh?
Yep, not just this year. Not who was better this year. Who's going to be the better player in the NFL long term?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know.
Just go with Jared Garantano.
You can see, you know, why you would take Burrow now, but who knows what Lawrence is going to be next year. I mean, that's the, you know, he may do something, you know, 60 may be, just a blink for him, the way things are going. I don't know if that team can be as good as it's been for continuously, but I'll say this, Dabo has found a way to keep them together and keep them, you know, he keeps adding to them. So I don't know. You know, I'm not sure you'd lose with either one.
That's about right.
That is a tough – that's a great hypothetical. That's a tough one.
You're welcome, boys. I'm going to take the rest of the show off.
Well done, Braden.
Floyd, Titans and Chiefs. Joe and I were just talking during the commercial break about how you see a team over time and you don't really believe, you don't really buy in, and then they keep proving you wrong, and then you start to buy in, and that's when they let you down. I don't think that's going to be the case this weekend. We both are sitting in here going, I think the Titans have a very good chance to go into Kansas City and win. Why would the game plan for the Tennessee Titans not being being a similar game plan? Ride Derrick Henry, use Dean Pease's mind and that great defensive line. Why would the game plan be all that different this week, and why wouldn't it be capable of winning again this week?
You know, I don't know why it would be a lot different. I'm not sure it can be a lot different. I think, you know, on the offense, we've got to find a way to loosen up the receivers. They're going to have to be a factor. I mean, let's face it, you probably can't go in against this game and throw for 100 yards and have a chance to win. But we've seen that, you know, if we can get people into the pattern, the quarterback can find them and he can put the ball on them. So you feel good about that. But you know, I think this offense is so special. Kansas City's offense is so special. I think in the back of your mind, or maybe in the front of your mind, the whole time you're thinking, hey, you know, 18 points is not going to be enough. 21 points won't be enough. What is that number? And the scary part about Kansas City is you don't know what that number is. You know, the number may be 45. It may be 50. I mean, they just keep scoring at the rate they were scoring in that second quarter. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We were talking about that too, Floyd. It's like, you know, New England, hey, you know, possibly greatest of all time quarterback, you know, obviously a dynasty, but an offense that has been kind of pedestrian. And then Baltimore's offense, incredible, but also a front-running offense. Usually they get the lead, they play with the lead, not comfortable down double digits like the Titans put them in. But this is an offense we just saw go down 24-0 and go on a 51-7 run. If you had to point to one key on that side of the ball in this game for the Titans, what would it be?
To try to hit the quarterback. And the scary part about this, and I think we've talked about this, you know, virtually all year long, you know, if there's an area of concern, if you look at this team and you say, okay, I feel like they're championship level at, you know, the running back, the quarterback, offensive line is playing much better, it would be the pass rush. And I think, you know, you're going to have to go into a game like this and to have a chance to disrupt the quarterback, you're going to have to get 5 or 6 sacks and you're going to have to hit him another, you know, 10 times, whatever the number is. And so that's a little bit scary. I'm not sure how we get there. Now, given that, I agree with you. I think Dean Pease, what he has done over these last couple of games has been truly incredible, especially this weekend. I thought he was just outstanding. And yet, you know, you've got to come up with a totally different game plan for this game. And when you're playing a team that's throwing for, you know, 1,000 yards a week, you've got to find a way to disrupt the quarterback. And the scary part for me, I'm not sure I see that. I'm not sure I see a path to that.
Floyd Reese joining us here. And I think what's fascinating is just the different how different, you know, the path is very difficult, obviously. The defending Super Bowl champs, the best offense in the NFL, the defending MVP, you know, 3 weeks in a row, you know, all division champions. The path is very difficult. And because it's very different offensively, all three of those offenses are very, very different. What makes this coaching staff, both Dean Pease, Vrabel, but also Arthur Smith on offense as well, what is it about this coaching staff that allows them to adapt and sort of change from week to week, where we saw Baltimore last week just not have the ability to adapt and change?
I think on Dean's side, on the defensive side, he's an experienced guy. I think he's got a little bit of the Bill Belichick instinct in that I think he can look at an offense and he can say, okay, I see this as a way to affect that offense. You know, like this week, I think having Lamar run to the sideline, was a key factor, not letting him get turned upfield much. And even though he's running around, he's got the ball in his hands and it's scary, he's still running out of bounds. And he's gaining 4 instead of running down the field, gaining 40. I think he can look at things like that and say, okay, this is the best way to do it. He can convince the defense this is the best way to do it. And those players go out and execute what he wants. Arthur, I think, has been a tremendous study in just improvement. You know, he's gotten so much better on a week-by-week basis. Now, he got off to a really rough start because, as we know, you know, the offensive line was in shambles and, you know, you couldn't do the things you wanted to do. So he was having to try to piecemeal things together and see if he can find a way, and it was a struggle there for a while. Now, once it got to where there was a little bit of continuity, all of a sudden now you start seeing him come up with exactly the right play at exactly the right time. And I think that is truly unique for a young guy. You know, it's one thing to talk about, okay, if we get in this situation, I think I would like to try Derrick Henry on a jump pass. And then everybody back up and go, whoa, wait a minute now. But what's one thing to convince them, it's another thing to get into a game of that caliber and call it. And he's got the guts and the insight to do that. So, I mean, much credit to him. He is really, really improved. And I think, you know, you look ahead and you have to be really excited about where he might end up.
Now he just needs to get Derrick Henry to go through his progressions and, you know, just throw to a wide open Marcus Mariota on that play, you know. And then really,
you know, that's the next step.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, Floyd, Braden touched on this. I actually want to ask both you guys this, and I'll be honest, this is kind of a validation of something I've already written for today. But
what if we both disagree with you?
Well, that's fine. I think, guys, if they win this game, I mean, you mentioned the path, I did some research on this yesterday. I think this would be the most impressive / surprising toughest road to the Super Bowl a team has ever made. I'm wondering what you guys think of that, and if anything comes off the top of your head that would be better.
You know, I think that's probably exactly right, and I think I'd probably have to agree with you. I think if they get there, they're going to have to beat the, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 seed? You know, everybody that's been stacked ahead of them, everybody that all year long, you know, we kept thinking, geez, if the Titans could just squeak in, and you know what, maybe they win a wild card game, and then, but not much from there. Well, they just keep stepping on these people, like you said before. You got the Super Bowl champs from last year, you got the Super Bowl favorite from this year. You got the best defense in the league this year, you got the best offense in the league this year. You go through it, and you know, you're looking at the people they beat, and you go, wow, now it's not like you're going out there and throwing a fake punt, you know, on 4th and 10 and somebody misses a tackle, they run in for a touchdown, you win. I mean, you're going out and you're winning these games.
Yeah, I will give you my answer, Joe, after the break, because I need to think about it for a few minutes. Floyd, always a pleasure, my friend. I have the luxury of getting to think about it, Floyd, so thank you for giving that answer for us. So we do appreciate it. Hey, man, always a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Floyd Reese there. Here's my answer. I'll give you my answer to Burrow versus Lawrence, and then I'll give you my answer to your question, or at least I'll play devil's advocate, and then I'll give you my answer after that. So
okay.
We'll do that. Is this going to be the toughest path for a team should the Titans win on Sunday and get to the Super Bowl? I think there's a very good case. I think there's a few other things to consider. We'll get to that when we come back. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.